It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in for the final time this school year from Eastern Maine Sports, our friend Mark Callen. Hi there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Well, it's hard to believe we're here already. It seems in many ways like we just were getting started kicking off the fall sports season, and now it's all over but the shouting.
Yeah, it was a pretty successful season. Got through it. Next year, we'll start in the fall. We kind of even more normalcy as we it's not going to be an open tournament, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see what happens. Everything's unpredictable still. But by and large, when you think of all the questions that people had about high school sports around this time last summer, yeah, like you say, we got through the year in pretty good shape. And we capped it last weekend with some really good games for the state baseball and softball championships. Let's start on the softball side. Class B, what a terrific game between Gardner and Winslow.
Yeah, that was probably the wildest game of the day, that's for sure. Back and forth they went. Something you don't normally see, especially in softball, in a state championship game, is a high-scoring game. Usually it's dominated by pitching, but these two offenses, as I said, just went back and forth. Old rivals from back in the day, and Gardner defeated Winslow 10-9.
It was a terrific season for Matanuck Academy, but the Lynx came up a little bit short against a very good Halldale team.
Yeah, back-to-back titles for Hall there. They're got quite a program there. And, yeah, as you said, great run for Matt Nodcook. Got to the state game and as a two-seed in the North, and nothing to hang their heads about.
Now in Class D, it's hard to think of them as a Southern Maine team, but Searsport, the Southern winner, took the state with a victory over Hodgdon 7-3.
Yeah, technically the South swept softball, but we can count Searsport as one of us, right?
Absolutely.
great pitching there all season by Anna Lang, and great program there. Searsport's team that could probably compete in higher classes, and did a great job. But great season for Hodgdon also.
Over on the baseball side of things, though, let's start with Class D, where St. Dom's, a good game, knocked off Machias 3-1 for the title.
Yeah, very good game. We talked about St. Dom's a little bit last week. They came into the tournament under 500, but they basically played an all Class C schedule. So they were tough, and not really a big surprise to anybody down there. But Machias, great program there they have in baseball, and a great run. They'll be back.
Well, and one of the great games of last weekend for the Class C title, the Golden Bucks of Bucksport edging Lisbon 1-0.
Yeah. Quite a game. Chris was there to cover that one. It was an incredible game. Yeah, get this, Rich. Bucksport only allowed 16 runs in 21 games throughout the season. So you're going to win a lot of teams. And they lost the game to a team we're going to be talking about in a minute during the season. So you give up 16 runs all year, and you actually lost one game. But just a dominating team, definitely the best team in Class C, and Josh Jackson did a great job with that bunch.
Yeah, and then, team you mentioned, they were alluded to, the Ellsworth Eagles winning the Class B title with a 3-2 win over Freeport.
Yeah, great run by them. They were the best all year. Freeport gave a great battle. They've been there, in the state game a lot here in the last 4 or 5 years. But Ellsworth, they were the best all year, and they proved it again last Saturday.
And for the Class A title, a great pitching matchup. The Bangor Rams coming up just a bit short, losing to Thornton Academy 1-0.
Yeah, that just kind of like the Bucksport Lisbon game. Great pitching. The kind of games you want to see in big baseball softball games at any level. Just a dominating pitching by both teams, and it just takes one play, and that's all. That's what happened there, and Thornton came away as champs.
Also, big news on the Maine high school front, in a sense, this week with yet another honor for Maine's Cooper Flag.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, we all knew, he was good, and we all knew he's going to be real good, but I don't know if any of us knew it was going to be this quick, the recognition and everything he's getting. He's the real deal, and, definitely, someone for, us Mainists to keep track of and see how far he goes. But just incredible that he's part of that team. 12 kids got picked, and he was one of them, one of the best 12 at that level, in the whole country. So we posted a link to that where you can watch them. They're all on YouTube and you know, free. You can watch them free on YouTube. So definitely something to watch in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you know, it's funny, too. I had some of the basketball players in class this year at Brewer, and you know, they were the only team to beat Cooper Flag and Nokomis this year. And one of them was showing me some pictures, and he was getting beaten on a play by Cooper. But he said, I don't care. If he makes it to the NBA, I'm going to blow that picture up and get it framed.
Yeah, get him a sign it, right? You know, so, no, it's incredible. The, you know, where he can go is endless. And you know, he's talented, he's tall, but his work ethic is top notch, too. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, great to watch. He's not going to stop, you know, no matter. Keep getting accolades and you know, offers to, you know, big time schools and you know, things like he's doing that, you know, here and the you know, the under 17, that, you know, team, and just incredible.
Now, Mark, as we look ahead to the fall season, football is going to be a little bit different than it was this year, and you mentioned what it's going to look like.
Yeah, they kind of switch around. They're trying to make it so there's not as many lopsided games. I don't know if that's ever going to stop. You know, no matter what they do, we're going to have some. But, you know, so it's going to be interesting. I think the schedule is out. I know the main high school football website that we work together with has posted some on it, and we'll be posting some of the schedules coming up. But, you know, looking forward to that. We'll be, you know, out broadcasting. You know, that's, you know, honestly, the spring season is tough with my regular work schedule to get out to, you know, broadcast as much as we like, but we get out some. But once we get to the fall and the winter, we'll be out there, you know, every week.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Mark, we appreciate the great work you did all year long. We appreciate you being a part of our show every week during the school year. So you've earned it. Get a little rest this summer, and we'll gear up and get you back on as soon as we swing back into action late summer, early fall.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Looking forward to the summer. Next week, Chris and I will be at Wrigley Field. We're going next Friday. We're flying out, going to the game Saturday.
So. Oh, the Sox Cubs game.
Yeah. Next weekend. Yep.
Wow, that is awesome. All right, no fights out there, okay?
Oh no. We'll just be cheering on that team.
That sounds great. Well, have a wonderful time, Mark. Enjoy your summer, and we'll see you again in a couple of months.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Mark.